Hello and welcome to the Nebraska Prep Zone Report, brought to you by Premier Dental. I'm your host, Jake Anderson. Joining me as always is World Herald Prep Recruiting Specialist Mike Sauter. And Mike, we have a special guest today, Elkhorn Mount Michael senior linebacker Garrett Husted. Garrett is here to give us a firsthand perspective of being a recruited walk-on by Nebraska, kind of answer a few of our questions, help us out, give us some details, some behind-the-scenes stuff. Garrett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate you, Mike, and for inviting me out here, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Definitely. Let's get started here. Garrett, you led the Knights this year with 101 tackles and in sacks 8.5. You chose Nebraska over scholarship offers from Division II schools like Minnesota State, Moorhead, Washburn, Augustana, Truman State. What made you pick Nebraska?
Well, there was this game day visit that I went on, and it just changed my whole perspective on just schooling and like recruiting process and then how they do everything. Mm-hmm. And I was able to talk to Zach Duvall. Mm-hmm. And he's a very interesting guy. I mean, that guy, he's intense. But he loves what he's doing. He's super passionate about what he's doing. And he preaches family and things like that and just a tight-knit community with all the coaches. And I appreciate that coming from him. He's just he's a great guy. And I'm so pumped to be with him. But he talked about the nutrition program and just everything that's going to go into the program and what he's going to bring. And how far ahead he is compared to everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then just talking about how he's just next level, how we are going to get you to your best self, and I care about you, and I'm going to spend the time with you to do that. And I just, it, coming from him, that just sounded great. And then I remember seeing Scott Frost walk into the room. He's just that guy, you know, he just always brings in the
so there's a presence.
Exactly. Right. You just know that someone important is here. And so he started talking, and he just said, "We are going to build this foundation of what I want to bring. I want to bring in the walk-on program." Mm-hmm. And I just looked around and all these important players. There was like 18 guys, I'd say, and it's just big names. So they're just like, "We are going to build this program off of you guys. And you are going to start this firsthand. And I want you to come join this program to get bigger, to get better, and to start."
Was your lead recruiter, was it Kenny?
It was Kenny, yeah.
Yeah. He's in charge of that program. What was that process like for you, just working with him throughout the whole, you know, recruiting process of being a recruited walk-on and kind of your relationship with him?
You know, when it occurred, like, I'd say 2-3 weeks ago, that's when it, like, really started to kick in. Before that, it was a little short, you know, just because being a walk-on, they're obviously going after something that's bigger and better.
Right.
I get that. But, I mean, I'm also a Nebraska fan. I die hard. And yeah. I was passionate. So I knew that he would come along and he'd start talking to me again and things like that. But usually things would be over via Twitter, maybe sometimes over email, but mostly Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'd be talking to him, asking him a few questions here and there. But I mean, most of it was communicated when I went on that game day visit. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say we are like best friends, but he is my recruiter and I respect him as that. And just like any other coach.
Jake, it goes down in the DMs. On Twitter. That's how that works.
That's how Mike gets all of his work done.
some of it.
So I noticed that you're going to start at inside linebacker. You talked a little bit about with Barrett Rude. What did he talk to you about? Did he give you anything to improve on? What was his message to you?
You know, he talked to me a little bit about all the guys that are coming in and how size and things like that. And I asked him about height. Like I'm 6'2". He's like, you know, height doesn't really matter. It's about the intensity that you bring and the heart for the game and things like that. And, the potential that you have and then the willingness to learn. And, if you can learn everything, pick up everything quickly, that is how you're going to start earlier in your career. And, he said special teams. Okay. He's, make sure you find a position on special teams to be able to, excel. So then you can just show off, you know, for lack of better words.
And that seems like in this class, I'm sure you have a little bit of relationship with some of the guys that are recruited walk-ons like yourself. But like a Luke Reimer is special. I see him and I'm like, special team guy. Like, but you can just kind of pick out like, yep, really good athlete. Like they're just looking for the best kind of athletes and to fill that special team spots at first, and then maybe develop into, you know, seeing the field. But what's the one or two things that I guess Coach Rude, or your impressions of Coach Rude, just off the top after meeting him the first time and talking to him, or those sort of things?
He's a passionate guy. I mean, he loves the sport, and you could tell he went right into it right after his NFL career. Mm-hmm. I mean, he loves where he's at, and I know he wants everything for that program, and I know he's going to do whatever for that program for his football family. Mm-hmm. And I know coming from him, he's a great guy. Right when he met me, he shook my hand. He said, "It's great to finally meet you, Garrett." And mm-hmm. he knew me by my first name. He knew exactly who I was right when he saw me, mm-hmm. and I appreciated that coming from him. It made me feel like he cared, and he knew who I was, and he knew all his recruits. He remembered watching my film. He remembered me during summer, mm-hmm. and that was 3 months ago. Yeah. And I was like, "You remembered me?" Like, mm-hmm. "Wow, okay." So it was super cool walking in there, and then he said, "I tell you what, from the time I saw you at camp," and then he kind of like said it in a voice where it was just like, "You weren't very good then." Mm-hmm. And then from the time I saw you in your senior film, you were two different players. And I took that to heart. I mean, I know that time that I took in the off season, different camps that I went to, I practiced it in my backyard. Mm-hmm. I did things that I know I wanted to be the best player. So I know I wanted to go to that next level. So I did that. And go ahead.
No, just that improvement from summer through your senior year. What else do you want to build onto that? What do you think you need to improve on?
I tell you what, I looked a little bit at the workouts that Mike Duvall is going to bring, Zach Duvall is going to bring, and I'm super pumped for what is this explosiveness and things like that, like reps, and I know with certain workouts that I do is probably not for the best, as in my bigger weakness is like strength and conditioning. So mm-hmm. I think if I can just train my body for that D2, D1 level, mm-hmm. so. I'll be ready for that, and that's what I'm super excited for, my potential.
And we're not going to ask you what those workouts are, because I know they're very secretive down there. How much do you talk to some of the other walk-ons? Do you guys have a group chat or anything? Because I know that's something that has kind of been stressed, is how close-knit this 2019 class was or is.
So I'm good friends with Matt Huser. Mm-hmm. I'm Snapchatting him, mm-hmm. and then... It was, Lynn, one of the walk-ons. He asked for my Snapchat. He was like, "Yo, bro, hit me up with Snapchat." And I was just like, "Heck yeah, dude." So I hit him up later. I think it was last night. Mm-hmm. I hit him up, and now we're Snapchatting. Mm-hmm. But then Caden McCormick, I remember I met him during the camps, mm-hmm. and I met him during 3 or 4 camps. So every time I saw him, I started talking to him. So I know me and him are going to hit it off, so mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that at all. He's a great athlete, but I need to start reaching out probably. If mm-hmm. I hit these guys up, I'm sure they'll be like, "Yo, yeah, definitely." Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited for that.
What you and Matt, have you known each other a long time? Or
I've known him for about a year or two. Okay. So he used to be about 6'2". He used to be my height. that dude is 6'5". Yeah. He's a big dude. Big dude.
No. And I guess you guys both are pretty quiet guys. Like, you know, you're not real out there on social media or anything, saying a whole lot and doing things. So it's kind of similar mindsets, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and both are pretty aggressive and hardworking guys that just go about your business. Is that fair?
Yeah, just kind of like showing on the field, then to see if your work pays off and work shows, and obviously it has for both of us. So obviously someone noticed it, and then Nebraska finally gave us that opportunity, and mm-hmm. we took it, and we're ready for it. And I know he's a hard worker, and I know my work ethic and his work ethic are just going to shine, mm-hmm. and we're going to get our opportunity.
There's, and changing gears a little bit, there's, you know, when Coach Frost came back, he said, "Hey, we're going to build the walk-on program, we want it back, we want the best talent in Nebraska to stay in Nebraska, whether it be walking on or scholarship," and it looks kind of like that's happening. I mean, in the scholarship guys, for sure, got the best, and then even the walk-ons, like, there's pretty good. I mean, you got two kickers to walk on. That's crazy. and both are pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, do you see that trend of guys turning down Division II offers to walk on at Nebraska? And do you see maybe down the road a few years from now, guys turning down FCS offers to walk on at Nebraska?
Well, I know personally that I was talking to two FCS schools, and mm-hmm. both of them were talking about scholarships. So mm-hmm. I knew if I would have waited, let's say, two more weeks, I would have scholarships there. Yeah. So, but I remember I went into this walk-on, and I just was super, like, I loved it all. I took it all in, and I knew the kind of potential that this program would bring for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if I would go to some D2 program or D3 or NAIA, they wouldn't be able to do what Nebraska can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that it's my state, I'm 45 minutes away from Lincoln, mm-hmm. and I love the game, and I love Husker football. And I know that if someone loves Husker football enough, they'll turn down anything for it, and especially if you're in-state and you're homegrown. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just lip service with Nebraska. They're treating walk-ons the same as the guys from, you know, Florida and California. I'm sure you were on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. It's an event for everybody, and they're making sure that everybody wants to be a part of what they're building.
Yeah. I was looking at all the walk-ons, and I saw just like Lynn, he's from Colorado, and mm-hmm. They are really included in everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell that it's just the program that's going to come. It's definitely coming. I mean, I can see it's already developing. And like you look at Twitter, you look at videos, those guys squatting like 700 pounds for free. It's like, it's real. Like those, they know what they're doing. It's not like a pure guesstimate, like, oh, let's just put some weight on, then squat this many times. No, they just nutrition, just repetition. They know each player. So, and that's what the big thing for Nebraska is and what they're going
to
be.
What are you looking forward to the most when you get to Lincoln? I'm sure it'll be, what, June or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Will be like in May, June? Is
probably,
that the plan?
Closer to May, yeah. In mid-May.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to just hopping on and just joining Duvall, just hop in. I mean,
in the getting in the weight room.
I can't wait.
Imagine
to get
that
the
a guy built like you wants to get in the weight room.
I can't wait. I mean, just especially with what is there and that, like what kind of potential I could see myself having. Mm-hmm. It's just I am ready for it. I mean, I've always been taking this coaching like very seriously. Everything I hear, I take it to the next level for it. And then now that I have something like Duvall, just his mm-hmm. his kind of work ethic that he can push me to, I am so pumped for it, and I'm ready.
You worked with Vershawn Jackson.
Yeah.
What was I guess the biggest key for you, and how much did he help you develop your overall game?
Well, he knew the game. He knows the game very well, obviously.
Played in Nebraska. Yeah. And, high level.
Yeah. And went on to the NFL. I mean, he loves the game, too. And actually, the weird story, real quick, is him and my dad met at some dealership when he was trying to sell a car. And they ended up getting topic of football. And then next you know, he was like, yeah, I have this son. And then next you know, training. And we met each other. And then it was just me and him. And we wake up early in the morning, go late at night, and we just do drills and things like that. But I forgot, what was your question?
How much have you learned from him, and how much has he helped you develop your game?
Okay, so I'd look at my film with him, and I'd watch film, and I'd be like, rub my forehead, just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I made that mistake. He's like, good, we need to look at this, we need to get better. And he helped me out with film watching, just like I'd have a sticky note every time I'd, like, hour-long conversations on the phone. You know how that goes. I mean, I'd plug earplugs in, and I'd have a pen and paper and my film right in front of me. I'd be like, what do you think you need to do? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
And he'd say, you just need to get lower. You need to be more explosive. You need to know where the ball's going to be, anticipate. And I'd write it down, and I'd work on it throughout the week. And I'd say, coach, I need to do this, and I'd give him the sticky note. And I'd say, I need to do this right now so that I can do better for the game and I can be better for my team. And my coach would work after practice with me, and we'd do those drills, and that's how I would get better eventually.
Cool. And then maybe last one for you is Mount Michael suffered, I guess the Mount Michael family suffered a tragedy last week with the Pellins and their family. Mm-hmm. And it's a special place, right?
Yeah.
Mount Michael is.
Yeah.
What do you take from one, just the last, I guess, week and a half there, and two, you know, as you get ready to kind of, it's your last semester there and all that, as you get ready to leave there, what are you going to take away from Mount Michael, and besides, you know, the friendships and things, but yeah. I mean, a little deeper, right?
Right. So, usually with like having like a small school or let's say a small college, and that you get close knit, just relationship with your teachers and with your mm-hmm. friends. But I mean, the counselors, everyone there knows your name. They care about you mm-hmm. and, they want the best for you. I mean, to fail there, I would say it would be difficult. Like mm-hmm. you have to want it for yourself, but they want it more for you. Mm-hmm. And I know also with that happening, mm-hmm. We were able to, gather in the chapel and we prayed for him. We prayed for his family mm-hmm. and things like that, and involving God, and then mm-hmm. just tying it all together, just making a closer family at Mount Michael. And, I just got to say how at the Scut game, I mean, when it ended,
awesome.
Yeah, we won, it was 44-48, mm-hmm. and that was a very powerful moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to be there, that was super cool.
Yeah.
Just no one wanted to leave. I mean, everyone wanted to stay there and just be there and be together and just enjoy.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, you guys at the end came out, I mean, just waited for the team to come out and kind of, then Kyle came out and everyone hugged him, and it was pretty neat to be in the gym. I just wanted to touch on that kind of community, because I thought that was really special.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to follow that one up. Before we continue here, I want to take a minute and thank our sponsor, Premier Dental, preventative and restorative care for you and your family. Let family-owned Premier Dental show you how easy it is to have the smile you've always wanted, and check them out at premiersmile.com. And Garrett was part of, it seems like, this walk-on class. It comes in bursts,
you know.
He'll kind of have a couple of weeks of not a whole lot, and
I think
then
it might purposefully come in bursts.
So Garrett was part of, over the weekend, or I guess over the past few days, we've had Kearney's Braden Miller, and he will start out at quarterback.
Yeah, he'll play quarterback first, and he played quarterback for them, and again another
River Battle Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's a great player.
Another kid that turned down Division II offers to walk on at Nebraska.
And then Grand Island Central Catholic's Jacob Urbeck, he will start out at tight end. He had 24 receptions for 436 yards, but he also had 72 tackles, including 23 for a loss, and 5 sacks at defensive end. So, again, another athlete, another guy.
Multi-sport guy, plays basketball, runs track, all that. So, do you know him at all?
I do not, no.
Okay.
And then another out-of-state guy, Riley Kinney from Loveland, Colorado. He is the grandson of Husker legend Jeff Kinney. Jeff, of course, had 4 touchdowns in the game of the century, was part of the 70 and 71 national champions. So that's, you know, again, there's a couple guys from Colorado. There's one from Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia. So it's bringing guys in from all over.
There's 20 total walk-ins right now, and I'm guessing it'll end up about 25.
And they've all had the same message as you, that it's just, we want to be a part of this. It's, you know, growing up in the state, you want to be a part of it, and you kind of get the sense of community that's coming back.
Can you imagine what the recruiting pitch is if they're all saying the same thing?
Scott Frost said, you want to board this train. You want to be a part of it right now, because he's like, you know, in the next 3 years, this is going to be big, and you're mm-hmm. going to miss out if you don't. And everyone just like, oh, shit, I better come along right now. So
yeah. All
right. One last thing before we get out of here that I was kind of curious about, and I know, and I'm sure Husker fans are as well. Who would you say that you model your game after? Because Nebraska is bringing in a bunch of these athletic guys, but what do you bring to the table? What do you think that stands out? What do you kind of try and bring?
Ooh, wow, that's a good question. I'm just trying to match the intensity that D1 football brings, mm-hmm. and I know that with like the kind of work ethic and the kind of mindset that I have walking in, I want to be able to match. I mean, the skill level that pretty much Barrett wants. I mean, if he wants me to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to learn it to the best of my ability. And I want to match that for him. And I actually was talking to my coach last night, and he said, you know, the biggest thing between just a Tuesday practice at Mount Michael versus D1 football is you can't take a play off. You take a play off, you'll get, he said, caked. I mean, yeah. You'll get laid out. And he just said, go hard. and don't ever give up and don't ever get tired and don't ever show it. And I was like, all right, I'll take that.
Definitely. Garrett, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This was fantastic. Good luck at Nebraska, and you know, good luck being a walk-on homegrown Husker. And I'm sure that in the coming years, you'll kind of be looked at to spread the message and be an example. And Mike, I know that you want to plug your all of your recruiting stuff with signing day coming up. Make sure to sign up for that at omaha.com/subscribe. You will have a ton of stuff, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Probably way too much. Super busy guy. When is it? Like the second?
February
6th. So a couple weeks.
Wednesday.
Here. Yeah, awesome.
And
no,
I know
no plan yet for that, but we'll have a lot there.
You already don't sleep, so I'm curious to see how you're going to go for February. But be sure to check out all those subscription packages at omaha.com/subscribe. You don't want to miss a single thing from Mike, from Sam McEwen, from Chris Hetty, from Evan Bland, as well as our investigative reporting. We had the feature that is still ongoing. I believe it's going to be 5 parts on the Omaha Public Schools pension and all that. Henry Cordes has done a fantastic job on that. That is just the tip of the iceberg on all of it. Thanks for checking us out. Be sure to subscribe. Omaha.com/podcast, anyprepzone.com, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, thanks to Garrett, and thanks for listening.